This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
It's all anybody's talking about. Usually the regular American folk just don't talk about the budget deal or the raising of the debt ceiling, but it's all the news is covering, so it's all anybody's talking about, and it's always a Republican's fault. It's Andy Biggs, U.S. Representative, Arizona 5. Andy, good to see you again. How are you?
Great, Joe. Good to see you.
Always a Republican's fault. If you check the news lately, zero blame has gone to any Democrats. Some blame has gone to a few people on a certain side of the Republican Party. The rest of the Republicans like you, the conservatives, the America First people, you are to blame if we default, when in fact you guys voted in April to raise the debt ceiling and to avert default. Andy, you dug in, you guys voted, you passed it, and at the end of the day, all you had to do was shut up and let the Senate take it up. If they don't, and if we default, it's on them, right?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot to unpack with that, Joe, that's for sure. But the nub of it is the media, the corporate media, together with the Democrats, are going to always blame the Republicans. That's what they're going to do. They don't bother to do any self-analysis to say, well, gee, they just passed out a $1.7 trillion omnibus spending package. And within a week or so, within a week or 10 days, Janet Yellen, Secretary of Treasury, saying, I think we're going to default. We're going to spend too much money. And wow, that's the problem. It is a spending problem, not a revenue problem.
When Speaker McCarthy, when Kevin McCarthy wanted to be the speaker, you were one of the voices that wasn't for it. There were several people who were conservatives, who are freedom and liberty loving Americans, who said, I don't think he's the guy. And immediately he gave in to a lot of things that you wanted, Gates wanted, that others wanted. And passed this bill, put it up, 87,000 IRS agents will be defunded. He never used his leverage to make the Senate take it up, never ever called the president out on not voting on that or not pushing the Senate to get it out of the Senate onto his desk. And now at least that should have been part of this. Andy, I really thought, if nothing else, you would defund the 87,000 IRS agents. McCarthy agrees to take maybe $2 billion away from the $80 billion that's going to be spent, and all these agents are still going to show up. Why wasn't that, look, we're not doing anything if you don't get rid of them?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the problem. That's one of the reasons that some of us said, we just don't trust that Kevin's really going to get the job done.
Yeah.
So in this bill, in fairness to them, they're not telling the whole truth here, but in fairness to them, they do take, Joe, get this, $1.4 billion over in this first year from the IRS. The problem, of course, is there's been pre-authorization, pre-funding to the IRS of the $71 billion. Plus, they didn't put any language in here restricting, saying you cannot supplant or you cannot use this to hire those new agents. And so they're out there telling people, see, we took care of it. But that's not accurate.
Right.
The IRS, there's nothing on the IRS that prevents them from going in there and hiring people or supplanting and moving money around within their line, within their budget, to hire new agents.
Did he not have the power to say, with these 87 not being taken out, we're not doing anything? He had that leverage, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, so we passed the bill out first, but he could have put that in this bill.
Yes.
And said, that's a non-starter. You take that out, it's a non-starter. But he negotiated, in my opinion, a bad deal, and it's bad for Americans on a multitude of levels.
District 5 Republican, great state of Arizona. It's Andy Biggs. I was just in Arizona over Memorial Day weekend. What a beautiful state. What a great area. The people there are sick of what's going on in Washington. They're also kind of sick of what happened on a state level in Maricopa County in a past election. We'll talk about that next time. But they are done with the back and forth in the Republican Party. They want conservative Republicans. It is a very red state, Andy, as you know. They try to represent it like it's purple. It's not. Arizonans really are America first people, but they're sick of the fighting and the attacking of each other on our side. When they see Schiff and Swalwell and Nadler and all these people who have done such horrible things for the past 6 years, still part of the group over in the wagon on the Democrat side. What's it going to take to bring Republicans together and make sure that they're doing what conservative Americans want them to do?
Well, Joe, if I had the answer to that, I'd bottle it and sell it, and I'd be a billionaire.
That's true. That's true.
The reality is we've got people who just they think their team is the Republicans in Congress, and I view my team as my constituents, my family, and my God. That's my team. That's who I'm fighting for. And so when I come and I see a deal put together like this, that actually, Joe, get this. Here's the way to think of it. They're telling you this is dubious. This isn't even accurate. They're going to say, the leadership's going to say, yeah, we're going to save $130 billion a year for about 10 years. But in the meantime, every year, we're going to increase the national debt by $2 trillion. That's a bad deal. And Americans know that. They instinctively know it. It's like you send your kid says, I'm going to go to the store, and you give them $10 and say, this is what you need to buy. And they come back and they say, well, I could have spent 20, but I only spent 15. So now you owe me $5. I mean, the point is, you've got this kind of deficit spending mentality that goes on, and that happens time and time again. And Republicans are smart people.
Yeah.
I think the American people are smart people. They know that this is unsustainable. And in 2 years' time, we're going to go from $31.5 trillion national debt to somewhere north of 35, maybe as high as 36 or 37, because they didn't set a number, Joe. They just set a date, and they took the cap off for that next 20 months.
Spending is an illness, that's for sure. It's Andy Biggs, U.S. Representative, District 5, great state of Arizona. Member of the House Judiciary and Oversight Reform Committees. He's the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, co-chair of the Border Security Caucus, co-chair of the War Powers Caucus. So the Freedom Caucus is balking, and you guys should be. You guys are the ones that said, we want to make sure that McCarthy does what we want, or else he can't be the House Speaker. Not only is everything that you said true, they're also lying about the COVID funding. $29 billion dollars in COVID funding. We're going to pull that back. And he doesn't say where it's going to go. If you look into it a little bit, it goes to the Commerce Department, $22 or $23 billion of it. What can the Commerce Department do with it? Anything it wants. It can just spend it like it's petty cash. So how is that even a change? It still stays in the federal government. It doesn't go to pay down any debt. Doesn't come to the American people. How is that a win?
Well, it's not a win, and I'm glad you brought that up, because it's about $22.8 billion. And because since they claim that they've got these spending caps, I believe, that they're going to use that $22 billion to backfund above the spending cap level programs and agencies that they want to spend it on.
Because, and they can, can't they?
Yeah, there's no constraints on it as far as I can tell in reading the bill. And Joe, here's a prime example. You want to know why that our guys keep saying there's nothing in here for the Democrats, then how come the Democrats came and voted for the rule? That may be historic. The Democrats voted for the rule because they want this bill, because as Biden's own economic chief advisor said yesterday, this bill cements in continues the progressive agenda of Joe Biden. Because that's what it does.
It's exactly what she said. Shalonda Young also was asked, what negotiations you have to, it's a give and take. Everybody gives up something. Everybody gets something. Both sides do that. A reporter, literally, this is the first time somebody's doing journalism, asking questions in the press room, said to Shalonda Young, what did your side give up? And she went, "Well, this is good for the American people." You know, when Hakeem Jeffries says he likes it, Andy, I've got a problem with it. I mean, how, even if you wanted to get rid of McCarthy now, half the Democrats might vote to keep him. That's how bad this is. What can you do about it? I talked to Lauren Boebert yesterday. She said maybe the Rules Committee can complain about it. I don't know if it's gone through the Rules Committee or not. She wants to add some amendments. Will you be able to amend this thing? What can you do before a vote comes up probably tonight?
It's too late. So the Democrats came over and voted on the floor to get it through the floor in the rules vote. And so tonight, in just a few hours, there's not going to be any amendments. It's going forward, and it's a closed rule. They closed up the rule so nobody can make amendments. I think you're right as well. People keep saying to me, well, will McCarthy be the speaker 3 or 4 weeks from now? I say, yeah, he will, in my opinion. Do I think he should be? Not necessarily. But here's the deal. Well, if you're a Democrat, why would you vote to replace him? You know that you're not going to get enough votes to get Hakeem. You're not going to ever get a Democrat. All Republicans would stay together and make sure we got a Republican. So the next question is, what's the next best alternative? Well, it looks like it may be Kevin McCarthy.
Wow.
So motion to vacate doesn't really, I don't think it makes a change.
For many, it was a stopping point. You needed to have a motion to vacate available or else they would make him the speaker. So it was just for the heck of it? You can't really use it?
Well, I said all along, that wasn't my reason for not voting for McCarthy. Yeah. My reason for not voting for McCarthy is what you're seeing unfold today. This is what I predicted a year ago, you know? So, and how did I know that? Because when he was in leadership for 13 years, Joe, every time there had to be a debt ceiling that needed Democrat votes, who was the point man to get him? Kevin McCarthy. Yeah. He knows that's done, and that's how he does it.
Let me take this to the next step, because everything that you've said so far is true, and it's anti-conservative, it's anti-America first, it's anti-budgeting. I mean, you're talking about a 1% increase at least every year, we didn't roll back to pre-COVID, which blows me away. We're still looking at the COVID funding, and we're acting like we're somehow spending less when all that COVID stuff should be gone. But having said all of that, why on God's green earth would anybody agree to make this go to January 5th of 2015 after the 2024 election? What is wrong with Republicans? My God, Andy, have this thing sunset in September, October of 24 and make this a battle for the presidency.
Right. This is, and you're going to be shocked, but I thought the report I got last night is that one of McCarthy's negotiators admitted that he asked for that day, January 1st, 2025.
What?
January 1st, 2025.
Why?
And I can't explain why. I know why he asked for a date. Okay, so it's a cynical reason. You ask for a date because when you say, well, we've lifted the debt ceiling until, you know, whatever date, in this case, January 21st, 2025, you don't hear the number of how big the national debt's going to grow in that period of time. It's going to grow by more than $4 trillion. And so when you start talking to people, hey, we're going to grow the national debt in 20 months by $4 trillion, people get livid. And I think they thought that would be helpful. But the other part of it is they kneecapped, as Dan Bishop said so articulately the other night, they actually kneecapped any Republican presidential candidate because they can't make it an issue because it's been moved off. And spending is the issue that Republicans used to. I don't know if we'll win after this, but that's the issue that we used to win on because the American people trusted us to be fiscally prudent. I don't know that they're going to say that now after watching this performance.
Exactly my point. It's Andy Biggs, District 5 Republican, great state of Arizona. Exactly my point. Just like the Senate Republicans not digging in and filibustering and just doing continuing resolutions, they gave Nancy Pelosi the ability to make the budget through this entire fiscal year. Now, what happens, and God forbid, but what happens if the House and Senate go to the Democrats in 24? Then what? Then they're going to raise the debt ceiling by $10 trillion? Does it just never end? I mean, why not make this a campaign battle, a debate on the debate stage, whoever the nominee is for the Republicans, whoever the nominee is for the Democrats, they're on the debate stage, and you bring up money, finances, budgeting, cash. The American people are sick of debt. Why not do that? Who's this person who thought grabbing a date of January 1st made sense?
Yeah, I don't understand it. I wasn't in the meeting, so I can't tell you exactly who it was, but supposedly that was reported to me last night.
Yeah.
Let me amplify that though, Joe, because you're exactly right. If in the November election, heaven forbid that the Democrats take the House, the Senate, and the presidency, because they'll do what's happened here. They won't put a number on it. They aren't going to say we're going to raise the debt ceiling by $10 trillion over 5 years. They're just going to say we're going to extend the debt ceiling for 3, 4, 5 years, and we're going to lift the cap altogether. That's what these guys did. That's what they're about to do tonight in this vote. there will be no cap for 20 months.
So we're saying $4 trillion. It could be six. Could be eight.
It could be six. Look, I mean, think of it this way. Let's say you have a disaster or something like that that you have to fund. Well, that's going to jack up the spending, and that's going to add to the debt ceiling without debate. Without debate.
What's interesting about yesterday, Shalonda Young said this as well, and I want your comment on this. At the end of what she said, I think she made a mistake. She said, and now we've got to figure out about raising revenue. Well, Andy, you guys don't make any money in the federal government unless you take it from us. So raising revenue means raising taxes, does it not?
Yeah, that is still the Democrats' mantra. I don't think they'll get that out of the House. You know, I've been wrong before, obviously, but I mean, I don't think they're going to get that out of the House because Republicans are really strong against tax increases. We want to actually reduce taxes. And if we reduce taxes, we have a chance to stimulate the GDP and the economy and get more tax revenue in, which is what happened with the bill we did in 2017. So, hey, I got to tell you one other thing that's driving me crazy about this is my colleagues, they're acting like they're reducing spending.
Right.
That there's no reduction here.
They're saying they're reducing spending. They're saying it.
That's right. And it's not happening. And so they say, well, we've got this administrative paygo. They've quit even talking about the administrative paygo because that was scored a few days ago at $1.5 trillion in savings. But when everybody looked at the language in the bill after it was printed, they're like, hey, there's no agreement that you're going to save anything because the director of OMB, who is a lefty Democrat, Biden appointee.
That's Shalonda Young, right.
Yeah, can waive any kind of paygo requirement.
So it doesn't have to do it. It's in there, but she has discretion to not do it.
Absolutely. So it's pointless.
What are we doing? Why is it that when Democrats do something, it has teeth and it's binding? When we do something, and I'm not a Republican, I'm a conservative. When the right does something, I hope we can do it. You guys literally hold the purse strings. You literally can stop any money from being spent on anything if you wanted to. Why do we act like we don't know that?
Because that takes political will, political courage. And I'm not seeing that. There's just a handful of that's in short supply. People who want to spend a lot of money, they're willing to do it. But Joe, I find myself, you'll see on the vote tonight, we'll see how many Republicans vote no on it. But that will give you a pretty good idea of the people who understand the existential crisis that we're in, Joe. This is what I was talking to a group of people today. I said, we are in an existential crisis and we can't convince our colleagues to vote and use every stratagem to stop this barreling off the cliff.
Yes.
And I'm absolutely beside myself listening to the rationalization of why we're voting for this.
Andy, I can't thank you enough for digging in. I know that you were against McCarthy from the beginning, and you've been against this big spending from the beginning, and you'll continue to fight for Arizona and for all of us. Thanks for making time today. I know how busy you've been. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks, man.
All right. District 5 Republican, great state of Arizona. Go follow Andy Biggs everywhere. We're back after this. Stay here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show.
Really appreciate Andy Biggs coming on. He's always been steadfast in his belief that conservatives have to be conservative. That you've got to watch the money. If you got the purse strings, hold on to them and don't give in. And I'll say it again and I'll say it loudly. McCarthy got rolled by the Democrats here. Hakeem Jeffries is laughing himself to sleep every night. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Much more to come next hour. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.